American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. Vice President Kamala Harris brings the Democratic National Convention to a close by formally accepting the party's presidential nomination. Her comments weighed heavily on her personal story, bringing criticism that it lacked substance.
We are all in this together. And every day in the courtroom, I stood proudly before a judge and I said five words. Kamala Harris for the people. And to be clear, my entire career, I've only had one client, the people.
She didn't delve into many policy details, but instead spent much of her time prosecuting the case against a second Trump presidency. She mentioned him several times.
Donald Trump.
Meanwhile, President Trump had this reaction.
Well, the biggest reaction is, why didn't she do the things that she's complaining about? All of these things that she talked about, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to do everything, but she didn't do any of it. She could have done it 3.5 years ago. She could do it tonight by leaving the auditorium and going to Washington, D.C. and closing the border. She doesn't need a bill. I didn't have a bill. I closed the border. It was a lot of complaining. She didn't talk about China. She didn't talk about fracking. She didn't talk about crime. She didn't talk about 70% of our people are living in poverty. She didn't talk about housing, really. The trade deficit, she didn't talk about. Child trafficking that she's allowed to happen. And she didn't talk about any of that because she talks, but she doesn't do. It's no action.
Pollster Lee Carter says some people seem to think that Kamala Harris is something new.
Americans have a short memory when it comes to Kamala Harris. She's allowed herself, Americans have allowed herself to be reintroduced to the American people as if this is day one, as if she's a brand new candidate. And many people are sort of suspending this disbelief and allowing this new Kamala to take hold. I don't know if it's because people want so much to believe that she's new and different and a breath of fresh air, but many people are giving her the benefit of the doubt. And I think it's going to be interesting to see how long that lasts. We're saying, is this a honeymoon period or not? We'll see.
Congressman Jeff Van Drew of New Jersey questions the vice president's ability to speak on issues.
This isn't about how well she can read off a teleprompter or anything that, you know, she does as far as producing a speech. She's a fine giver of speeches when she has a teleprompter in front of her. But does she know the issues and will she defend her record?
The Democratic National Convention was filled with bizarre carnival sideshow characters, both on the stage and in the audience. But Steve Jordahl reports one BBC interview may have summed up the quintessential Kamala Harris supporter.
In the hierarchy of intersectional victimhood, Noah probably ranks somewhere in the middle. He's white, which is a ding, but he's non-binary, or at least he uses those types of pronouns, which is a plus. BBC TV caught up with him.
My name is Noah Schwartz. I use he, they pronouns. Like, I'm just really excited that we have, like, the first black woman that could be the president of the United States.
He has a wife, so he's not gay, but his is anything but a traditional marriage.
The lover that my wife took is African American, and, like, I've learned so much about the struggle that people of color go through as a result of my wife's boyfriend.
Points for being anti-racist. He's profoundly anti-Trump, so again, bonus points.
Like, I would vote for a corpse over voting for Donald Trump because he's a disgusting fascist white supremacist pig. But now, like, you know, we get to really make history.
And he has a dismal grasp on American history, which actually counts as a plus in the party of the 1619 Project.
You know, our country, it was founded on the values of diversity, equity, and inclusion. And in Kamala Harris, there's nothing embodies those values more than a Kamala Harris presidency.
And he's energetic, but in a positive, optimistic way, not Antifa style, so we'll call that a wash.
I'm a proud white dude for Kamala Harris, baby. Let's go! Woo!
I'm Steve Jordahl.
More news online at AFN.net and the AFN mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.